That's the spirit.
Professor Peter Lynham.
And how are you today, Johnny?
I'm good, actually, mate. And yourself?
Excellent, very good. So, we need to look for significant events always, and Ramadan is the obvious one, since I think there was a moon last night. Do you think there was a moon last night?
I didn't see one. I didn't go looking for one, though.
I missed your text telling me to look and see if there was a moon last night.
I
assumed because there was a moon the night before that there'll be a moon tonight as well.
Yeah, it's a reasonable assumption, but for the beginning of Ramadan, the moon has to be sighted, and I would think that there was a crew all over New Zealand looking, because it has to be sighted in each country to announce the start of Ramadan.
How interesting. What happens then? Everyone just gets on the internet and starts chucking up pictures of the moon going, go nuts.
Yes, I think in effect these days that's the way it's done.
What do you mean when you say every country?
Every country needs to establish that Ramadan has commenced because the new moon has been sighted.
Does every country in the world have to see it, or say it could be really cloudy in New Zealand and we don't see it, so the rest of the world can't go ahead and start Ramadan?
Well, I guess that if you're dealing with a continent, it's pretty straightforward. You can borrow from other countries.
That was kind of where
Zealand,
I said it.
Certainly they would be out looking for it.
Mm.
I assume it was seen. Mm-hmm. So that means that the next month, until I think it's the 6th of June, when the Eid is celebrated, which is the end of Ramadan.
Does the moon need to be in any type of cycle? Like, can it be a sickle moon? That's totally cool. Does it have to be a full moon or what?
You're getting me off.
Does it matter where the moon's at in its elliptical cycle?
Oh, I wouldn't say a particular point. It's a particular phase of the moon.
I think it's
a new moon.
Okay.
For the beginning of Eid, because typically that's the beginning of the month, of a lunar month.
Okay.
I stand to be corrected by those who know better.
Sorry, mate. I don't know anything about this. Sorry.
I wasn't out looking as you were not. And so now you need to, it's very important that everybody thinks of their fellow Muslim colleagues in class or at work, because they're going to be suffering a bit over the next month. So you know how Ramadan works?
Yeah, sort of a general fasting sort of vibe?
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So it means no eating. It doesn't mean no eating.
Certain times, isn't it?
It's between sunrise and sundown.
Okay.
So sundown is about 5:30 at the moment.
I like to think I could do it, but that would be a little bit annoying.
Well, of course, many a Muslim lives it up in the evening in order to make up for the fasting during the day.
Fair enough.
And they're allowed water during the day.
Are you allowed juice or anything like that, or has it just got to be water?
Should be water. Yeah, that's right. I think before evening prayers, you're allowed some nuts.
Okay, so there'll be a few people getting up real early before the sun comes up to get a mint snack in, for the day.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Is there no red meat until after Ramadan, or is it just that during the sort of daylight hours that they're not really supposed to be eating?
It's during the daylight hours that the fast is underway. And I don't think it's like the Christian Lent, that there's particular restrictions after sundown, although it is intended to be a time, a bit like Lent, of spiritual cleansing. You know, this is an example of where Christian and Muslim have quite a lot in common in some ways.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's cool.
Yeah, it's a very strongly observed tradition, and it's a, you know, it can be a cause, in hot countries, Ramadan can be a cause of considerable tension.
Right, well, it's interesting you say that, because we've actually got a text in saying my Muslim students at Mount Roskill Intermediate told me Ramadan hasn't started yet, so no moon last night.
Oh,
there you go. So obviously everyone is kind of waiting, like you say. Like, is that
goodness.
Is that the tension you're talking about, or were you meaning something else?
Yeah, they're very, well, then I think we'd all better get out and find that moon tonight then.
Okay, keen. Okay, yeah, sweet, everyone. Yeah, well, it's so cloudy, at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's right. That's right.
Are you allowed to cheat and like see it from a plane or anything like that and shoot a message to anyone if you're above, like you're just leaving Auckland Airport or what's the?
As long as it were a Muslim who sighted it,
oh, I see.
Think it would be okay.
I'm always looking for loopholes and things, and it's probably not
helpful.
Yes,
I can see that. You're a very dodgy customer.
I reckon there'll be a lot of people that, obviously,
you
like very religious,
spirit.
But like in Ramadan, probably going, man, you know, just doing all sorts of
snacky
little
snacks. I think
you've
missed the spirit of it a lot.
People are human.
I understand. And I think for many Muslim young people, it's not the most enjoyable
time of the
year. But on the other hand, there's quite a powerful community sense. You understand that Ramadan is always moving a little bit further forward because it's based on a lunar year.
That's cool.
And every year it happens a few days earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's moved very significantly in... every year it moves a bit significantly, and so there was not so long ago it was in August, and now we're here in May.
That's cool. So eventually it kind of will happen all through your sort of life cycle at different times, if you observe it.
Yes, I'm trying to think if there are some boundaries around it, and I'm realizing that because for the Christian use of the lunar cycle, there is a pause in this because it has to be bounded by the equinoxes, so it has to be kept within the equinoxes. But that doesn't seem to be the case for... My goodness, I'm feeling like I know nothing about Ramadan.
Sorry, maybe I'm just asking all the silly questions.
I am very worried. I feel like I've let you down.
No, I think I might
switch to a subject that I'm much more confident on, the death of Pauline O'Regan.
Yeah, we should mention, this is, you know, the mention, is it a death of who? Sorry?
So, Pauline O'Regan was one of those... You know, nuns get a bad rap most of the time as, you know, what a terrible life to live.
Oh, Sister Act, though. Sister Act 2 wasn't as good, but Sister Act 1, pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, well, that's right. So, Pauline O'Regan was a really quite astounding example from within New Zealand of a nun who joined the order, I think it was back in 1969. She's died aged 90 on, was it Thursday or Friday? She was a really legendary figure because in the early days of the Sisters of Mercy, she stood up for a more reformed thing. She didn't want to be somebody who endlessly went to schools and ran religious studies programs. She wanted to get out and help the poor. And so she was one of the campaigners for a kind of religious sisters that would focus on people's needs rather than, you know, the sort of intimidation of the habit. And she was one of the early ones who wanted to give up the habit. She guided the Sisters of Mercy for a period. She wrote a lot of really interesting books. She was an advocate of healthy communities in New Zealand and did quite a lot to build communities in the places where she was based. I just think sometimes the lives of people like that, we give them such a hard life, you know, a hard rap, and it is interesting to celebrate one who really did achieve something.
It sounds like probably looked up to amongst sort of the nun community. I'd say that's the type of nun that you'd go like, yep, that's why I'm the kind of nun, kind of thing.
You bet.
Yeah,
yeah.
Rad.
That's the one.
Good people like that need to be mentioned, 100%. 100%.
I would say so, yep. All right.
All right. Hey, thank you very much, Peter.
My pleasure.
We'll check in with you next week.
Fantastic.
All right. Bye.
Cheers, mate.
See you.
Ooh.